beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We are back for another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. My guest today is a very special one. She's from the world of bare knuckle fighting. Yes, I said she. She's tough as nails, and she's based out of the UK. She's the first woman from the UK to fight in the US and the UK for bare knuckle fighting championship and to be in a main event. Let's bring her in, Melanie Shaw.
Hey,
Melanie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I want to start here. What were you doing before you were doing bare knuckle fighting?
I was bringing up my kids.
Okay.
So I was just like a housewife and a mom. I did some other jobs, but like I wasn't in any combat sports.
Now, how'd you get into bare knuckle fighting?
Well, back in the day when I was growing up, I had a bit of a bare knuckle experience, shall we say, like kind of like on the underground scene.
Okay.
And then I kind of stopped all that, had my kids, did my family stuff, and then when BKFC kind of started and then came over to the UK, kind of reached out and just said, you know, I want to give it a shot and just like let me on, and they did. So went from there.
Okay, I was reading your husband helps you train, right?
Yeah, my husband has been like my main trainer, like throughout. He's trained my fitness and then a lot of my fight training has come from him. And then we just had picked up extra things along the way with various different people, but 90% has come from him.
Now, what was his reaction when you said you wanted to get into bare knuckle fighting?
He was, to be honest, I was surprised because he was really supportive, and he was like, that he was just like ready to just make it happen and just be with me all the way on it. And I think in his mind, because I've always been solid in the house with the kids and with him, I just think that he thought, well, why not? I'll support her and what she wants to do.
Now, when you got into BKFC, I'm guessing they came to UK for one of the events or something and you tried out?
Well, yeah, my first fight was in Newcastle when they came here and they did the first UK event. I mean, they came here and did an American from the BKFC America side, and they did it over here. And then that's where I met with the boss, David Bellman, and a couple of the people, and then they put me on the next show that was in the UK. So that was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, and you won that one. You went now. One went the whole distance too.
Yeah, that went all the distance, all the way. Got quite a lot of damage on it, but I did get the win, so it was all good.
Do a lot of the female fights usually go the distance?
To be honest, a lot of them do go the distance. I mean, I think more of the knockouts come from the guys. I just think they've just got more of that power. A lot of the girls, it does seem to go all the way. Apart from every so often, there's one or two that go shorter, but most of them do seem to go all the way. I think there's a bit more to-ing and fro-ing with the girls.
Now, how do people react when they learn that you're a bare knuckle fighter?
They always say, I don't look like a fighter. They always say, we would never have said, let alone any kind of fighter, definitely not bare knuckle, but they always say, you don't look like a fighter at all, which is what I like. I like the fact that I don't look like one. So it's more of a surprise.
Yeah, I don't know that a lot of these females bare knuckle look like, if you just see him, that you just automatically gonna assume that they're bare knuckle fighters.
There's one or two that you think you're definitely in some kind of combat sport, but I think a lot of the girls, like, if you just see them in their day-to-day life, you wouldn't go, oh, you're definitely a fighter. One or two stand out, but probably not most of them.
What do you think makes a bare-knuckle fighter different from the average person like me?
I don't think it's that anything different. It's just they're just wired into that's what they want, that's what they like. You know, you might be into a different kind of sport, or you might have a different interest. I mean, most of the people that are in the sport, especially bare knuckle, you have to like it, because you can't really do the sport if you hate it. A few people say they don't like it, but they do it for them, you know, to make money or whatever, or make a name. But really, you can't do the sport and not have some enjoyment out of it. Otherwise, it's just too hard.
Now, your first two fights, you go undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Then you automatically get a chance for the belt versus Bret Hart.
Yeah.
That was when I first saw you fight, and it was like one of the bloodiest fights I've still seen in a BKFC.
I mean, like, people like had a lot to say after that fight, especially the way I looked. But I really enjoyed it all. I mean, like, for me, it was just like I went the five rounds with Brit, and I was just like, I just went five rounds with the number one. I was so chuffed. I was just like, you knocked my tough out, and I'm smiling, and like, if I can smile after going through that, then, like, I'm proud of myself, and I was really happy with that fight. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, my performance was not like how I wanted it to be. I think I can fight a lot better than that, but I was really chuffed with it at the same time, because it was only my third fight. Third pro fight anyway, and it's just like to go up against Brit, who's got so much experience in this sport, and she's fought so many tough fighters, and I can go toe to toe for five rounds with her and not really do much apart from take her punches. I was quite happy.
Did y'all get fight of the night with that fight?
We didn't, and I think we should have, because I think this is, if bare knuckle is what is about this, it's about bloody fights where sometimes it might look very one-sided, but it's about how much grit you've got to keep going. So I think it was a bit unfair we didn't get a fight of the night, but I don't even know who did, actually. So,
what would you have done different?
Well, I probably would have blocked a little bit more. Okay. That might have worked in my favour, but I think ultimately my game plan changed in that fight. Normally, I'm very like, because when I started that fight, I went in the first round and I kind of took her to the ropes, and, like, you know, I got in like very close to her and we were brawling. And I know she didn't like that. And what I should have done was kept that going. But because I got a cut on my eye and I was going off the advice I was given, that basically the cut was going to end up giving her a stoppage, because she would have just kept working on it and I would have just opened up and then she would have just finished me like early. So I thought, I'm not doing that. But really, part of me thinks I should have just carried on the way I was going, because she might have not been able to take it for very much longer and it might have gone a different way. So that's probably the most difference I would have done.
Yeah, the one thing I notice about the longer it goes, there can be one punch in there that just changes it that fast. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, even like the Ryan Reber, when he was fighting, I forgot who it was, but he was getting demolished. And I watched it again and knew the outcome. And it's still, you still think he's going to lose that fight.
Yeah.
He's getting beat so bad. And then that one punch, and you've seen it changed. Nerves, fear. Do you ever, now I heard you say you don't fear none of these females.
No. To be honest, the only fear I have is I do have a little bit of fear of being in public, the whole crowd scene. I don't enjoy that.
So you don't like the weigh-ins and stuff?
Oh, no, not the weigh-ins. I mean, like, you know, actually, the audience who are watching. Oh. It's a bit of like, it's a bit like speaking in public, you know, when you're doing like, I get a little bit of that anxiety. But once I'm in the, once the bell goes, it's just a fight and I forget about all that. So I'm not, I've got no anxiety about who I fight. It's just a little bit, it's quite overwhelming sometimes in some of the venues. And then you got a crowd. Some of them like that. That's the only bit I find a bit, it's a bit hard to get used to.
Well, I can only imagine 62. I wasn't there. But watching, you know, a lot of the clips from, you know, Knuckle Town and Bare Knuckle News and Mission Accomplished. I mean, there was people like, you know, trying to trash it. I seen like, oh, look, the crowd ain't really packed. And, but from what I seen, it was slam packed.
Yeah, it did seem that way.
I can understand you get nervous the bigger the crowd is.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's not even the crowd. It's sometimes it's the actual venue. Like some of the venues are like, they're just a little bit not, you know, like not casual, but like you just, everyone's kind of just chilled out there. And some of them are just like, they get a bit fancy. The fancier venues are a bit more like everyone's dressed up and they're like in their best clothes. And it's just like, I like a little bit of like, you know, jeans and t-shirt and just kind of chilled out. And then it's not so bad.
Yeah, Seminole Rock Hard Cafe is definitely a fancy one. Or shaped like a guitar. It's one of them top. And they're definitely going to, I could tell BKFC is going to milk that venue as long as they can, which I don't blame them because they packing them in with that venue and whatnot. Okay, let's see what else we got. BKFC, how big do you think this sport's going to be?
Do you mean just in BKFC or?
Just BKFC. I mean, and Bare Knuckle in general. I mean, because you, I guess you could throw in the other ones too. Bare Knuckle is exciting in general to me.
I think Bare Knuckle's just got so much to offer compared to other combat sports because it is, you know, very brutal at times and it's more exciting and it's a bit harder to have like these, like, technical battles for like 12 rounds, you know, it's kind of, sometimes it's done and dusted within a few seconds. So it's exciting. And I think people, a lot of people that watch combat sports, that's what they want. They want the excitement. So I think it can only grow. I just think it depends on who you're putting in the ring and how you're promoting it.
How do you like, how do you handle losses, man? Because this is, the thing I realized about BKFC from the get-go is you're not going to have this fighter that goes 20-0.
No.
You're not going to see it. It's, you might go 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, but eventually somebody's going to catch up with you. So, like, how do y'all deal with these losses and bounce back from that?
Well, for me, as I said with, like, the Brit fight, is I don't see it as a loss. I see it as I went five rounds with a tough opponent and, you know, I looked a mess afterwards, you know, I lost my tough, I got cut up and I was still smiling. So for me, it didn't feel like a loss. It felt like I showed that I can take it. So, and everyone's in it for something different. Some people are like, even though I fought Brit and I was for the belt, I wasn't interested in the belt. I really am not.
Okay.
Like, I'm not chasing a belt because you can get into the politics and, you know, like not everyone who fights for the belt should be fighting for the belt. I'm not necessarily saying I should or shouldn't have been, but someone might think someone else deserved to fight more, you know. So I don't really, like, it gets really messy, rankings and politics of who should be going for belts. So I don't care about that. I just care about fighting tough opponents and like proving myself that way. So it depends what people are in it for.
So like rankings, you were speaking on that. Like, okay, so you got BKFC's rankings are one rankings. You got Knuckle Town officials got their own rankings. Then you got, I think it's Bare Knuckle Nation now. They got their own rankings.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that fighters hate rankings. They care about the rankings, but it seems like they hate the rankings at the same time. Because I know, you know, they look at the rankings and like, you got me way down here? No way.
No, I think that's the problem is is the rankings seem to they don't seem to have any logic behind them, apart from the people that are like number one with a belt. Everyone else, it's like, okay, we want to match these two up, so okay, we'll put them as number two, and then we're matching them. But you're not really number two because you've just come off two losses. So they'll pick and choose where they put people so that they can match them up. And then you'll get people that come in from like outside the promotion, and then you'll just get to fight someone because they're a big social media star, or they've got loads of followers, or they've got, you know, they've just had a big story about them. So, like, I don't really listen to the rankings, and I don't really care about that stuff, because you don't have any control over it. It's up to whoever's putting it together.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they're going to do what they want so that they can match who they want together. They don't really care if that's where you should be.
Yeah, I always say don't stress the things you can't control.
Yeah, you can't control it. So it's just like you can't control a lot of this stuff. So you just have to just do what you can do and hope for the best and just carry on.
And you like, I definitely know that they, like you said, they do have fights based off of social media followers.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, the sport still has to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think you don't always get the best fights that way. Because I just know there's one fight I've always been clamoring for, and that's the Mike Perry and Redneck Mandel fight. And I just feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I think that would be really good.
I feel like BKFC is just doing everything in their power to prevent that from happening to the very last second.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone else to put in that mix where... And it'll just be either... The timing won't be right when they're matching these people up. So they'll fight one on one event. And then the next event, are they not available to fight because they just fought? So there's always ways around where they won't match certain people together because they kind of know maybe we know what the outcome will be and we don't want to do that yet. There's loads that I could go through and say, I know why they're not matching that person with them. And it's just all like, it's again, it's like controlling the ranking, controlling the fights, who's going to be matched with who. It's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, without being, I'm not saying anything wrong with this, but they're not doing it because they're trying to promote the fighters and make them stars. They're trying to make the business of bare knuckle grow. So they're going to do that. Whether it's matching someone with 100,000 followers with someone else with 100,000 followers, oh, that's a great fight. Why? Because everyone's watching it. Not because they're the best fighters, not because they're ranked high. Just that's it.
Yeah, and I also noticed, like, with the last card that you were on, it was really stacked. And
oh, yeah.
When you stack a card that much with all your stars, your next card isn't really going to be stacked at all.
No,
it isn't, and that's the thing. I think they should spread out the stars. Now, the fact that your husband helps you train, does that help you like balance the life, like the family life out and the fight life, since he's actually there with you a lot?
I think it just helps because he knows what's going on all the time, so he knows what, like, if I'm preparing for a fight, he knows I have to put this work in. He knows how much training I have to put in. He knows what I'm doing. And so it's not like sometimes if you're separating, you've got your family life and your training, the other person can sometimes feel like, oh, do you have to be doing this right now? Because we've got this stuff to get on with. And so he understands what I'm going through. And also I understand what he's going through. When he has to take up, you know, when one is when he's training me, and two when he's doing stuff for the kids and that when I can't. But also as well because he lives with me, obviously, like there's no time that's not available. So like he can train me at midnight if he wanted to.
Okay.
Kids are asleep, and he goes, "Okay, yeah. You're gonna do this," and it's just easy in that way because I don't lose out. I don't have to lose out because I'm with the kids at the same time. And so we can kind of work it through. And obviously, he's got my best interest.
Okay.
He wants to see me succeed, and he wants to know that I'm safe, so I can trust him. Sometimes you can't always trust who's behind you or training you, or they don't always have your interests.
I've never really asked this question interviewing fighters, but I always wondered, like, what's your diet and nutrition like?
Well, I think every fighter is different. I think it depends on what works for them. But like mine's like really, I'm really healthy. But I've always been really
healthy. Yeah, you look very healthy. Yeah.
Like I'm just on meats and eggs, and just that's like all I eat, meat and egg, and you know, a few vegetables and that's kind of okay.
Oh yeah, we lost you for a second. We good.
Yeah, so like I've kind of always been that way anyway, because haven't ever really gone in for like unhealthy food. I don't feel good on it, so I'm kind of always been eating that way anyway.
What do you consider like your greatest strength as a bare knuckle fighter?
It's probably that I don't really care. When I say that, let me just clarify. It's what I said again. I'm not chasing anything. I'm not chasing a belt. I'm not chasing to be number one. I'm not trying to like prove stuff like to anyone else but myself. I just want to know that I can mix in with the top fighters and hold my own. I don't have to win, but I'm holding my own. I'm going toe to toe with good fighters, tough fighters. People with a lot more training behind them than me, a lot more pro fights behind them anyway. And I'm probably older than all of them. And I'm not backing down. So it's kind of, that's it.
Now, I didn't know if you wanted to get into this at all, but before I hit you up on the interview, I guess you heard the drama.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was just organically hitting you up because I was like, you know what? I need to interview a female bare knuckle fighter. Let's go for Melanie. And, you know, you told me, you called me, told me the situation. Did you want to get into that at all, or did you not want to get into that at all?
I mean, we can talk about it, and then you can decide what you think and what you want to put out, what's best. But I don't mind talking about it. Just obviously.
Now, I know you was telling me. I guess you had made some complaints of after the fight. Kind of challenged the ruling on the fight, because you were saying that Vixens was punching you in the back of the head, and you brought this up to the ref in the middle of the fight too, right?
No, I didn't get a chance. But see, this is why it might be hard to get into, just because there's just so much to it. And it's maybe hard for some people to grasp what was going on. In that fight, I got told, like, by the ref, I don't know how many times, I got told off for different things, pulling a bra strap, holding on to her, and doing loads of different things. And but I was getting hit in the back of the head. I didn't realise what was going on, because it's kind of, when you're in a flurry, you don't really quite know what's going on. But when I went back to the corner after the first round, I just wasn't right. I was literally, it was like I wasn't even there in the corner. Like, I wasn't responding to people, and I didn't know really what was going on. And I was kind of, and all I just knew is that, like, I just felt like I couldn't stand. So I just knew that I was not, my balance wasn't there. And my eyes were really hazy. But, like, I'm used to taking damage on my face. You know, you saw me after the Brit fight.
Yeah.
All my fights, I look terrible. So I can take damage. I can take hits. Nothing like that. This was different. And there was loads of pain to the back of my head. So the doctor treated me in the back. And it was just like, I've been just hit in the head a few times. That's illegal in I think all combat sports. So it's across the board, it's illegal. I know it happens, and I know some people do it, but I complained about it, because at the end of the day, I would have continued fighting, but like I just got caught with too many in certain places where I just couldn't continue. So obviously I'm sure BKFC aren't happy with me. and my opponent's not happy with me. But that's the process. You're allowed to do it. That's why I got the commission. So I did it. And then just since then, more drama started because people have, like, someone else has, like, decided to pull up footage from my first fight saying that, oh, look, you hit someone in the back of the head on your first fight, which means nothing, doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't prove anything. That just means.
Don't intentions matter too?
I think there's.
Can you accidentally hit somebody in the back of the head?
You can, but the ref should be picking it up and saying.
Yeah, you're right. The refs,
And what the reason why I was so pissed off with my with the fight with Vincennes was the ref was on me for everything. Literally, I pulled her bra strap. I grabbed her like this. She was moaning continuously to the ref, and I was getting told off. And I thought, well, you're pulling me up for pulling her bra strap, but you don't want to notice she's hitting me in the back of the head. That's fucked up. If you're going to pull me up for something stupid, like a bra strap, pull my bra strap, I won't complain. Like, that's stupid stuff. But if you hit me in the back of the head to the point where you're actually causing me damage, where I can't continue to fight, and the ref's not doing anything, and everyone thinks it's fine, I'm making an issue of it because that's my right, so I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I think people would be a little bit more on notice after the Rockstar Richardson fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is like that.
Like he couldn't even know where he was at. He went at the ref. I mean, you could clearly see that he was out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and I mean, like, some people are trying to. Some, obviously, my opponent and a couple of her supporters are saying, "Oh, you couldn't take the loss." I can take a loss. Look what happened with Britt. Britt knocked my teeth out. Like, I went viral because I looked a mess.
Go viral because I saw the video, the teeth just flying in slow-mo.
Like, so I can take that kind of beating from Britt, but you think you punched me so hard I couldn't take it? No, you hit me in the back of the head and it messed up my balance, messed up my vision, and you're not allowed to do it. It's illegal, so I'm complaining. I doubt very much that the commission's going to do anything because it's all positive, but...
We'll see. I let the AI usually do up most of the clipping. So if the AI clips it up, I'm gonna put it out there, you know, and whatnot. But we got a few more minutes, and I got one more question.
Yeah.
Do you think these female bare knuckle fights might could get a little bit more personal than the men's fights?
Do they get personal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every fight that I've had in BKFC is like, I've always tried to approach my opponent with respect and, you know, like, this isn't personal. There's no problem. And every single opponent, everyone
makes it personal.
Has given me shit afterwards. Like, even the one, you know, the first two, obviously they might have been sore because they lost, but they created shit and they did things that were really bad. Like things that are uncalled for after the fight. Britt, like, we were cool. I mean, we hugged it out in the ring and I was smiling and I was chill.
Did she call you like the B word?
She started to do stuff on our page. She was obviously because
it seemed like it got personal at some point.
So personal because unfortunately, even though she beat me, she broke her hand because I wouldn't.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's because you're not knocking me out. She thought she could knock me out, but instead you broke your hand on my face. So she wasn't happy with me because she missed out on Thailand. And I cussed her because she broke her hand because she was... she's been a bit bitter with me. And then obviously my last opponent, because I don't agree with how the fight went and I've complained, she's obviously bitter with me as well, but that's how it is. But and then I've got someone else calling me out and getting all really personal and quite funny because, like, I don't have beef with anyone, but I'll fight anyone at the same time. But they do seem to, the girls seem to make it personal, and it's really weird because the guys don't seem to do that.
No, not at all. Fight,
and they go for a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
The girls just really look really petty and babyish all the time, and it, it's just a bit of a shame. Because
the guys literally talk all that shit before the match. And yeah, then afterwards, and they're like, yo, man, I respect the hell out of you. You're a warrior. I see Chris Lytle when he did his BKFC. You know, I got a Chris Lytle picture over here.
Yeah.
When he did his BKFC fights, he knocked the dude out and, you know, went into firefighter mode. Like, yo, you okay?
That's it. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be personal, but they do seem to make it personal.
I think it's just the nature of women fighting. I think it is.
Yeah, I think they're just like, they bitch about things too much. Like, there's too many things to bitch about. And, like, it's even, like, with my complaint. Like, people are bitching about me complaining, but at the end of the day, is if I'm allowed to complain, I'm going to complain. They're allowed to listen all they want.
Well, they'll probably bitch about me interviewing you too. And, you know, I got two words for them. Fuck them. All right. Well, before we go, any shout outs you want to do?
Well, I want to shout out, obviously, my husband. I have to shout him out because he's been supporting me from the start. And my kids, obviously, because they've been amazing through all of this. And they put up with my face looking like a steak. Brian Perez is my manager. And he really helped me out recently as well. When I was in Miami. So obviously, you know, got nothing but respect for Ryan. Even though I've got loads of stuff going on with BKFC, I still appreciate all the opportunity that I've had. You know, I'm not going to like say I didn't get the opportunity, but whatever goes on from now on is anyone's guess. Want to shout out Pad Fit in Birmingham, because they always help me with sparring and extra training, and just I think that's everyone. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on, and like I said, if we get any drama from this, we get drama from this. I mean, like I said, I'm about to have Melo Lambert, or I think it's Lambert
on,
and all he does is trash the BKFC.
I've noticed.
Yeah, but I just want to hear, you know, what he got to say, his side of the story. Yeah. You know, I'm not about taking sides. I'm still going to love the BKFC.
No.
You know?
At the end of the day, BKFC is what it is. And you've got to be able to be open and hear people's opinions. So if he's got something to say, let him say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I appreciate anyone you coming on, man. And I know you got to get back to that family and whatnot. Yeah. And anytime you want to come back on the podcast, please do.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you, Melly.
Okay.
All right. Well, another bare knuckle BKFC fight right there, Melanie Shaw. You heard what she had to say. She's tough as nails. Fought Britton Hart for the belt. Was bloody as hell. Tooth got knocked out. Flew out of mouth. Went viral. I mean, I ain't getting in the ring with her. I know that much. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.